Welcome to Truth Talk for Conscious Entrepreneurs. This is your host, Emma Churchman. Welcome to a limited series I've created titled Cleared for Profit, Heal Your Trauma to Grow Your Business, where I interview experts on how trauma informs your business.
Welcome everyone to this limited series on how trauma informs us in our business. So I'm delighted to have here with me today, Melissa Binkley. So Melissa is a humanitarian, an activist, and a spiritual leader on a mission to help society to transcend through trauma to a new level of consciousness. So she's the creator and founder of the Intuitive Intelligence Academy. So in 2014, Melissa developed her own mode of spiritual transformational process called Intuitive Intelligence. That's changing the way coaches, healers, and speakers connect with their audience and transform lives and heal trauma through this new healing modality. So I'm especially delighted to have Melissa on the show today because she and I both work with conscious entrepreneurs. We both believe that who you are and how you show up in the world matters. And I'm really excited to get her take on how trauma affects entrepreneurs in business. Welcome, Melissa.
Oh, thank you so much, Emma, for having me on. I'm so excited.
Oh, good. So first question for you, what inspired you to start working with trauma?
Emma, it's a very interesting story. It comes from my own traumatic background. By the time I was 10 years old, I had 10 ACEs. And for those of you that don't know what an ACE is, it's an adverse childhood experience, everything from sexual assault to neglect to not having enough food to eat, all of these different types of things. And so there's 10 questions. And so I was a 10 out of 10 by the age of 10. And then again, and then at 17, I was brutally raped. And so by the time I had gotten into college, I was a perfectionist on the outside, graduating summa cum laude from the Ohio State University, but I was self-mutilating, had gotten into drugs, I had eating disorders, I had really was destroying myself, but nobody knew because I had this window, door up that showed everybody that I was perfect. All they saw was, oh, she's a high achiever and these things. So by the time I got to be 27 years old, I was on the path to either jail or prison or death. It was one of the two. I had become a drug dealer. I had lost my corporate job. I had all these different things going on. And I finally stepped in and said, I've got a 6-year-old daughter. I need to learn how to do something to change this because I can't go on this way anymore. And that is what started me on my path to healing and got into wellness and fitness and even ended up homeless in that and amidst that because I believe, before every breakthrough, there's a breakdown and I had to break down all that other crap from previously in my life so that I could break through this new existence. And as I started taking trainings and I went to the Institute for Integrative Nutrition and spiritual trainings and all these different types of stuff, I just kept getting clients that were coming to me that had trauma. They had sexual trauma, PTSD, wartime trauma, like all this, a lot of sexual trauma is what I really, in the beginning had focused on. And so I was doing what we would call health coaching, but it wasn't really health coaching. I was helping people with trauma. And, then in 2014, I had my first conference and it just kind of grew from there. And the work that really, really impacted people's lives was what I had created with the Intuitive Intelligence, which was working with trauma. And now what I do is I take those pieces and I teach them to others so that they can go out and do it.
Wow. Beautiful. Well, and I love especially that you come from that lived experience of really, I'm not sure how to say this, but like every possible trauma that could have happened to you has happened to you.
Yeah, I have a lot. And I call it traumatude. It's my gift. Gratitude through trauma. Traumatude is a process and a thing that I talk about a lot when I work with people is I'm so grateful for it. I wouldn't be where I'm at today. I wouldn't have an international organization. I wouldn't be helping with trafficking in India and Nepal. I wouldn't be doing the things that I'm doing if I hadn't had those experiences, and I wouldn't be able to share this with the world. So for me, and I believe for many, many people, our trauma is what will propel us at this time in the conscious revolution to helping to heal the world if we can learn how to step through it.
Right. Right. Yeah. And what happens for entrepreneurs, I find as a business coach, what I see is that entrepreneurs who come from physical, emotional, spiritual, sexual trauma will often reenact that kind of fight, flight, freeze response as they're doing things in their business, as they're marketing, as they're selling, as they're serving their clients, as they're putting themselves out there. They get continually re-triggered, almost as if they are re-going through the traumatic experience. Their nervous system is having that remembering, that unconscious, reflexive response that keeps them from being able to stand powerfully in their own business.
Oh, absolutely, Emma. I mean, just think about if you don't feel safe in your business, you're putting yourself out there. It's risk, it's rejection, it's abandonment, it's everything that the subconscious mind or the critter brain is saying, hey, you know, like, let me back up from that. That's dangerous. I don't want that. Those situations where we're trying to go out and serve the world, and we think consciously, oh, you know, I have a mission. I want to serve the world. I want to help, especially like you said, with the conscious entrepreneurs. They really want to go out there and do it. But if they've got that underlying trauma, that's literally, they can't even help themselves. And it stops the process of moving forward. And I think it's one of the, why I'm so happy that you're doing this work and talking about this is because I think it's one of the most important things that we need to discuss that move people's businesses forward. You're not going to make more money. You're going to hit your glass ceilings. You're going to stop doing what you're doing, or you're going to keep repeating it and getting into cycles and patterns if you don't heal the trauma.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so how can an entrepreneur identify whether or not it's a trauma response that's really keeping them from moving forward in their business?
One of the things that I tell people to pay attention to is, does it seem logical why you can't move through this one piece? Is it emotionally based, fear based, or is it, I logically don't know how to do this technical piece. I logically don't know how to do this other thing. I just don't have the skills and the tools to move forward. Or is it this innate fear, emotional response, situation that is just kind of not based in any facts or any rationale and just kind of hanging out there? Or you get to a point where you're like, you're sitting on your couch and you're like, you know, vegging and staring out at in the space or at the TV and not doing anything at all. And you're just kind of like, I'm stuck. And you are always in that cycle of, I don't know what to do. I just don't know what to do. And I think that's one of the keys to looking into it is, it's not ever a logical response when it's trauma related.
Yeah. Oh, that's awesome. And Melissa, I'm about to ask you such a nuanced question, but I have a theory that there's a distinction between, as an entrepreneur, when you are in resistance versus when you're having a trauma response. So resistance is like blank brain, procrastination, going into this vortex of research and planning rather than taking action. Those types of things, as opposed to really your nervous system being activated. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, because obviously, you know, entrepreneurs, small business owners, we do, of course, have blocks or things that get in our way, what you're calling that resistance, that are not trauma related, that are not part of the past. And so there's a difference in the response that both our bodies and that we create. And one of the things, another thing that I tell people to look for is, are you getting sick all the time or having injuries in your body? Is your body responding to what's going on in your business? Like if you're having lower back pains all of the time and you weren't having them before, or if, you know, because these are the old emotional wounds that are actually stuck in the body starting to show up because you're triggering them. Or are you all of a sudden having influenza reactions or getting sick? And like you, and maybe you're a health coach and you're like, I never get sick. And then all of a sudden you're starting to get sick, like weird colds and things like that all the time. That's another way, because the body responds, the body is the subconscious mind, and it actually responds before. And so you can tell the difference between that and just resisting, and moving forward in the other way.
So it's the distinction between, is it a body response or is it a brain and ego response?
Yeah. I love that. The ego or the body. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I love that too. Whoa. All right. So Melissa, what is your teaching around this? Or can you speak more into intuitive intelligence and how you help entrepreneurs begin to deal with the trauma responses they're having in their own business?
Sure. So I'll start with the intuitive intelligence piece, because that's the what's really important. So intuitive intelligence in itself is a whole body of work that is teaching people how to, the ecology of consciousness, how to connect into the conscious collective, the greater, using quantum physics, using neuroscience, using psychology and ancient wisdom tradition to actually heal trauma, but then also ascend and move towards a more conscious life and that type of piece. So part of the intuitive intelligence work is working on healing the trauma, because healing the trauma is the doorway into a greater movement and into a higher level of consciousness, into awakening and enlightenment and all of the things that I believe as we are moving into the conscious revolution that we're seeking. But if you have if you're having trauma experiences, or if you've had trauma in your past and you've got this door and the door's closed, you can't get through. And so the intuitive intelligence work at that level works with what's called the heart brain. And so in the past, when people have talked about healing or working on different things, we've had a lot of subconscious mindset, NLP, these different types of things as the way to heal. And what we're noticing is that it's not working for everyone. So why is it not working for everyone? And it's because scientific research has showed that the heart actually has a brain on it, and that the brain on the heart is controlling the brain, the actual brain, and that is controlling the body. And so we've been focusing on the mind and the subconscious and all these things for so long that we're missing the precursor to it all, which is the heart, resonance, the intuitive intelligence, the connection. And the heart is actually what connects us to the what I call the God field, which is the conscious collective. And so the training that we do is teaching people on a feeling and emotional and an intuitive level through the heart, how to heal either events from the past, from a past life, from this life, from those types of things, and then project out into the future so that you can create new possibilities and manifest. And we do that through like 13 different processes in the intuitive intelligence work. And so with business owners, when we do that, we are teaching them how to implement that into their own business. How does that show them how you can, one, if you're a therapist or a psychologist or a coach, how you can learn these processes and use it with your own clients. But as you're learning them, you're having your own healing from your own traumatic experiences and things like that. And then also how to add in this type of work into your daily practice so that you can transform and heal.
Wow. Beautiful. Well, and I love especially you use the language of the ecology of consciousness. I love that you're mm-hmm. taking that approach rather than just the 3D approach or the 4D approach, like dealing with the physical or dealing with the intellectual. What I hear you doing is addressing who we are as spiritual beings.
Yes, absolutely. Because there is more, than what we've all been told. We're more than just our bodies. We're more than just here. And it doesn't matter whatever your religious belief systems are, or belief system. There is a connection. We are all interconnected. So even if you don't want to get into souls and soul work, there's a way to move around that and still use the processes to have personal transformation. It's really about the alchemy of personal, collective, and planetary transformation that we're working towards with intuitive intelligence. And so it's beyond trauma. Trauma is the doorway. Trauma is how, once we heal the trauma, then we're able to go through and have collective transformation, planetary transformation. Because right now, that's what we're, one of the big goals in the world is, right? We've got 20 million people that are in world slavery right now, right? Like there's all these different things. And so how do we as society heal generational trauma? How do we heal ancestral trauma? How do we heal the trauma that women have had for years? And so this goes beyond our personal trauma, but into that greater aspect of consciousness and healing it for all of society, which is the key to true transformation.
Yeah. And what I'm hearing you say is in order to have that type of global transformation and that generational transformation, that societal transformation, we have to begin by addressing our own individual trauma.
Absolutely. 100%. Everything starts with ourselves. Heal yourself, heal the world.
Mm-hmm. Well, and this is going to come across a little crass, but I have interacted with a lot of conscious entrepreneurs who have these beautiful missions to heal the planet, who are amazing healers, practitioners. They have these phenomenal gifts to offer in the world, yet they are not willing to do their own inner work. And the impact of that is that, in my experience, they keep self-sabotaging in their own businesses, and they're not able to have any kind of impact in the world.
Nope. It's one of the biggest things. 100%. Actually, it's funny to say that. I'm getting ready to do a whole masterclass series. I'm doing one every week in the month of April about this exact thing, about if you're not healing your own stuff and you're a healer or a therapist or a coach or so, if you're not working on healing your own stuff, then you're missing the key to actually moving forward. And it's the wounded healer syndrome. I want to help everybody else and I want to make it and I want to change the world, but I'm not willing to work on myself. And I was there, so I'm just as guilty as everyone else. When I first started doing this work in 2010, I had not healed all of my shit yet. Like I was not there, but I was working towards it, and I've grown, and I've never stopped, and it's been this massive transformation. But when I first started working with those first clients that came to me with sexual trauma and incest and all these different types of things, they would leave and I would literally like be vegged out and be like, I don't know what to do with myself right now, because I was being so triggered because I still hadn't healed the rest of my stuff. And once I healed, and I'll tell you, the shift came for me, and I wasn't making any money either. I was making like $30,000 a year. And once I healed and shifted in 2013 and I shifted that stuff, I tripled my income and made my first six figures in 2014 and tripled every year since, and kept going. Like, it's been one of those experiences, but I had to heal my own stuff.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
And I find, because I do a lot of coaching with entrepreneurs who are trying to get to that next financial level. Like, I'm running a program right now for entrepreneurs at six figures, wanting to get to $250,000 in annual sales. And 99% of what we're doing is that internal work, is that internal healing, because that is the only thing that needs to be addressed in order to make that kind of financial leap at that point.
Yep, absolutely. I agree with you, Emma. I'm so glad you're doing that work.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. Yeah, and I want to lift that up, because the connection between doing our own inner healing and the path to financial abundance is really critical to understand, because you can have the perfect business strategy. You can have the perfect model. You can be offering the perfect services. But if you are not in right relationship with yourself and with your past, you're not going to be able to have the financial success that you desire. Can you speak into that a little bit more?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I agree with exactly what you're saying when you're saying 99% of the work once somebody's hit a certain space where they're making six figures is about doing the internal work. When I work with my private clients that are outside of the academy and do what I call soul and business strategy, the same thing. The clients that are making less than six figures, it's a lot about systems and things like that and everything, but we do intuitive intelligence together. But those clients that are anywhere from the six to seven figure range that I work with, it's a lot of healing, transformational, intuitive intelligence work, because that is, and I've seen it for myself too, the glass ceiling of, we have this like vibration. So money is all about vibration, and in the intuitive intelligence work, we do a whole thing around money and abundance because it's at a vibrational level, and whatever level that you're at with your heart resonance is going to be the level of the money that comes into your life. So if you're worried about where you're going to find your next clients, or worried about the money that's coming in, or in that kind of energy because of trauma or traumatic experiences or fear. Like for me, I was homeless in 2009. So I built my business in the beginning out of fear of being homeless. And so that only got me to multiple six figures, but it also almost had me lose my business when I was like, uh-oh, I'm in trouble because of the vibration of where I was at. So when I shifted that experience, and what we do with our clients too, which sounds like you're doing, is allowing them to understand that they've got to heal this stuff. And once you move through that and shift the level that you're at vibrationally, it's going to allow money to flow in, because abundance is not just about money. Abundance is everything. Abundance of friends, abundance of laughter. Like, abundance is a concept in general around all sorts of things, but most people only focus on the money piece.
Right. Yeah, well said. Thank you so much for that. So another pattern that I see with a lot of entrepreneurs that have come from trauma and who are trying to scale their businesses is that, and I see it because I've had it within myself, is this need for control. So what do you, Melissa, say to an entrepreneur who comes from trauma, who's trying to scale their business and is holding on with straining fingertips trying to make it all work?
Control is an illusion. Oh my goodness. This was exactly me up until 2015. At the end of 2015, I had done my third conference. I had speakers from all over the world. I'd shared stage with Dr. John D. Martini, who was my keynote. Since then, I've shared the stage with like Marianne Williamson and done platforms with Lewis Howes. But the thing that was the control was I was holding on so tight, thinking that I was going to have it be my way, that I let the magic of the universe, what the universe was actually trying to hand to me, what it actually wanted for me to do, I was blocking. I was actually blocking that energy and blocking the ability for it to come in and for it to happen. So I was putting in systems and forcing and, had a team of 10 and all these things were going on, and it all fell apart in front of me. And so what I tell people is the control, we really never have control. And the surrender, although it seems to be the hardest thing to do, read the book, The Surrender Experiment by Michael Singer, first off. And then understanding that once you surrender, you allow the universe to actually hand you what you've been waiting for, that it's been trying to give you. But when you're trying to force things into a path in your way, you're not allowing for any of the magic, for any of the synchronicities, for any of the things that could happen for you to happen, because your only focus and the only thing you can see is this one way. And what if your way isn't the way that it needs to happen, and you're blocking the experience of having it happen in a different way? And so then all you're going to do is spend the rest of your life in that experience and forcing and forcing and forcing, and you're never going to actually get the business you want.
Totally. Yeah, let me just underline everything you just said. Completely spot on. Yes, and hand in hand, I would say hand in hand with that surrendering is also being willing to receive love, to be willing to receive what the universe and the people around us are attempting to offer us, which we cannot receive when we've come from a traumatic paradigm, when we've come from a paradigm of everyone is against me or everyone's going to kill me.
Yeah. It's, we've got to let go of that idea of the fight, right? That the fight or everyone's against me is a patriarchal societal kind of experience of it's you against me. Whereas when we move into the consciousness that we are all a part of, it's actually, we're all here to support each other. We're all in this together. And if you can find the way to say, okay, this isn't about you against me, or I gotta win the fight in this way, but how do we come from a place of love and together bring what I like to call co-opetition instead of competition, cooperating in fun competition to boost each other up. So that, there's more than enough for everyone. Each of us have our unique gifts, and the ability to use that in a powerful way is going to be what's going to shift the planet for us.
Yeah, Absolutely. Okay, so is there anything that I haven't asked you that you would love for our listeners to know?
I think the only thing that I really want to make a point of that is, especially with conscious entrepreneurs, is we take care of so many other people that we forget to focus on ourselves a lot. And if you have traumatic experiences and you're always outward focused, out for the family, for the business and everything else, you're never going to be able to work on that stuff for yourself. So take, I don't care if it's 15 minutes a day, block it in your calendar and take some time for yourself so you can start working on the healing.
Beautiful, beautiful. Thank you for that. Melissa, how can people learn more about you?
They can go to theintuitiveintelligenceacademy.com to learn more about the intuitive intelligence work that we're doing, or you can find me on Facebook, Melissa S. Binkley, or you can go to my website, melissabinkley.com, or anything intuitive intelligence is really the way to go. I am getting ready to do a wonderful series around intuitive intelligence and how to heal the trauma that you may be creating in your life. So would love to see you all there.
Cool. Great. Thank you for that. It has been such a pleasure to have you on the show today. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Are you a conscious entrepreneur who has hit a financial ceiling in your business? Do you find yourself up in the middle of the night wondering where your next sale is going to come from? Do you struggle with working harder and harder yet not getting better results? Do you have a deep desire to take your business to the next level, but you aren't sure how to get there? If so, let's talk. I offer 30-minute complimentary consultations specifically designed to help diagnose what's keeping you from growing your business. To schedule your consultation, go to emmachurchman.com/consult, Emma.